Republican senators demand FBI officials answer for undermining probe into Biden family business. By Wendell Hasebo on August 26, 2022. Senators Chuck Grassley, R.Y., and Ron Johnson, R.Y., on Thursday demanded FBI officials answer questions about undermining their investigation into the Biden family's sketchy business after the agency falsely claimed at the time that the senators were involved in a Russian disinformation scheme. The Republican senators requested intelligence analyst Nikki Flores and counterintelligence deputy Bradley Benavides answer questions next month about an unnecessary briefing which undermined the senators' inquiry into the Biden family in 2020, according to a report by the Washington Examiner. According to polling, 58% believe President Joe Biden has played a role in his family's business. 60% say Hunter Biden, a key member of the family enterprise, was selling influence and access to Joe Biden. Simply put, the unnecessary FBI briefing provided the Democrats and liberal media the vehicle to spread their false narrative that our work advanced Russian disinformation, the Republican letter reportedly read. The briefing was unnecessary and was only done because of pressure from our Democratic colleagues, including Democratic leadership, to falsely attack our Biden investigation as advancing Russian disinformation. As many as 15 media personalities claimed Hunter's laptop emails were likely Russian disinformation. Moreover, many media outlets used Politico's now debunked infamous article that detailed 51 Intel officials' belief the laptop was Russian propaganda. Yet the Intel letter Politico reported actually suggested the opposite. Moreover, Facebook's founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg revealed on Thursday the FBI warned Facebook of an imminent dump of Russian propaganda shortly before the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story broke, causing the story to be shared to a less meaningful degree on the platform. The demand for the FBI's appearance came one day after whistleblowers revealed to Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., that the leadership of the FBI forbade agents from investigating Hunter Biden's laptop until after the 2020 election was decided. Johnson wrote to the Justice Department. After the FBI obtained the Hunter Biden laptop from the Wilmington DeKalb computer shop, these whistleblowers stated that local FBI leadership told employees, "You will not look at that Hunter Biden laptop and that the FBI is not going to change the outcome of the election again." Further, these whistleblowers alleged that the FBI did not begin to examine the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop until after the 2020 presidential election, potentially a year after the FBI obtained the laptop in December 2019. According to polling, 74% of Americans believe the FBI misled the public when it claimed Hunter Biden's laptop was disinformation. 79% said former President Donald Trump would have won re-election if Hunter's laptop was known to voters. When respondents were asked if they agreed or disagreed the electorate did not have access to information that could have been critical to their decision at the polls, 78% agreed. 12% disagreed. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. It's available for pre-order now at mysonhunter.com. The film becomes available for streaming and downloading September 7. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.